we're reminded in the passage of Acts that we are to be bearers of good news, that we are the ones who know the story. We are the ones who are to tell the story to a world without any partiality, without any sense of anything other than they are a child created by God, and to be loved and to be adored, and to know that they have the opportunity to transform their lives if they listen to the story of salvation. This morning, well, it was yesterday morning, about the time we were blessing the animals, I got a text message from a woman named Annette Dottie. Annette had a son. Robbie was born with cystic fibrosis. Robbie lived to be 43 years old. Robbie died on Good Friday. But the thing about Robbie Dottie, when I knew him when I served at Shady Grove and Dover, is that Robbie looked like Jesus. So they had this choir and this production company, it seemed, that did these beautiful Easter productions. They did these beautiful Christmas productions. And in every year, Robbie played Jesus. But you got to know that before he did that, Robbie lived a kind of little bit of a wild life, even with a young man who was continually going to that other blues hospital, because he had to continually get treatments for cystic fibrosis, and he would continually get sick. And he and his mother would sit in a room in his double-wide trailer, and they would do dialysis. He rode those big mud trucks. He used to compete in big mud trucks. But when I knew Robbie was turning to the Lord. And as Robbie turned closer and closer to the Lord, he began to witness to people about what Christ has done in his life. So when the production that we did when he was nailed to the cross, and we lifted the cross up there in the sanctuary, and he had made sure he was bloody enough to be lifted up on that cross, it wasn't just someone pretending about this man, Jesus Christ. It was someone who loved Christ because of what Christ had done for him. And there in the midst of that show, he witnessed to those who were there in the congregation about what it means that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. So Robbie's funeral will be on Tuesday. And I imagine that Shady Grove United Methodist Church is going to be overflowing with the people whose lives that Robbie touched. Touched not just because of how he lived, how he breathed, but because he was a witness, because he shared that good news about Jesus Christ to whoever he could. And his family that surrounded him and walked that journey with him, his church family that surrounded him and walked that journey with him, are a witness to the community to where they are planted about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, what it means to be in the body of Christ as witnesses to God's love, what it means that Christ died while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love for us. When I think about, it's been 7 years here at Plank Chapel, and I'm praying for eight. I'm thinking about the witnesses here, the ones who have spread the gospel of good news to one another, to neighbors who bring their neighbors' children to church because mom and dad are going to the hospital, or friends and family who meet one another at hospital rooms because they care for the one who is sick, and they care for the one who's caring for the one who's sick, of family members who make sure family members get to the doctor. How you care for one another, that is a witness to this community about the salvation of Jesus Christ. When I shared with the kids this morning about the tomb and the earthquake, I loved Brooklyn's responses because that probably happened at the tomb. I will bet Mary and Mary acted just like Brooklyn did. Wouldn't you have acted that way? But that was Jesus' message to them too, to go and to tell. And then he said something really neat. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you. And on Facebook these days, I'm seeing all the messages about not only that God is waiting for us, but that Robbie is with the one who is waiting for us. Not only I will be waiting for you, but I will be with you, just as Robbie is with his Lord and Savior completely healed. But do you remember what happens in Galilee? We'll hear about it in a few weeks' time. That when they met him there, they shared a meal. Jesus always shared a meal. He always came to table with those he loved. So this day, as we celebrate the risen Christ, we too are coming to the table of the Lord. We who are the witnesses need to be nourished. We are nourished in song. We're nourished with the bread and the cup, so that when we go out and share the good news of transformed lives, that we share it fortified by our Lord.